Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we got a good one tonight. I canceled everything for tonight. I thank the Lord for Sister Marine. She's educated. She's filled with the Holy Spirit. This is Sister Durden's sister. Everybody familiar with Apostle Candace Durden. She's been with me 15 years. I've been knowing Marine for many years. And the Holy Spirit moved upon me. The Lord has seen her desire and her study, and she has an experience. Now, when you hear this, I want everybody to know that compartments of hell is very big. It's in the heart of the earth. So when you hear testimonies, you test the spirit. Different. I've been to hell, but there are certain spots that certain people have went and never explained to that part, but did explain certain parts that's there. And it has to connect because it's big. Hell is big, and I don't ever want to go there. Without further ado, we're going to let Sister Marine give her formal education, who she is, and she's going to lead in prayer, pay close attention. Sister Marine, you have the mic for 1 hour and 58 minutes.
Okay. All right, I just want to start out by saying that I have been saved for 30 years, at least 30 years. I have a bachelor's of science in psychology, and so here I am tonight sharing one of many experiences that I've had with the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here tonight. We ask that you have your way. We thank you for the word that's bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Order our steps in your word. Tonight, may we be seekers and doers of your word and not hearers only. In you we live and move and have our being. Undergird us tonight. And may your word bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to every listener in need. In the name of your divine son, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Okay, I want to preface my story with relevant scripture. I will give you treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places. The treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places is, in other words, spiritual knowledge and wisdom about Satan's kingdom or God's kingdom. Spiritual knowledge and wisdom are keys to the kingdom of God and kingdom of Satan. Hebrews 12:9 says, God is the father of all spirits. God can control all human spirits, evil spirits, and holy spirits, as depicted in Ezekiel 1 and Ezekiel chapter 3. This is what happened to me one night. As I was asleep in my bed, a ball of light approached me, woke me up, and pulled my spirit out of my body. It was an angel of light sent to reveal something to me. We started descending beneath the earth, and I realized that that light had a magnetic force effect on me. The light was pulling me, and I had to follow it. Like in Ezekiel 1, chapter 1 and Ezekiel chapter 3. I was afraid as we were descending miles and miles below the earth because it was completely dark and all I could see was this ball of light pulling me downward. As we finally approached our destination, I saw a dim light where I could see an entrance to this dark place. And there was a big, scaly, grotesque-looking demon guarding the entrance of this place. The demon looked up and saw us approaching and allowed us to enter. I was afraid of getting too close to this demon, but had no choice because the light was pulling me and we had to pass the demon in order to enter. So the light pulled me closer to this demon, And I felt myself cringe. I was cringing. The closer I got to that demon, I was cringing inside. And as I closely passed it, being forced by this ball of light, immediately after entrance, I could see dark caves with funny-looking creatures inside of those caves. We were in hell. Then suddenly I was back in my bedroom and re-entered my body. My body was tingling all over. I was astonished and overwhelmed the next day that I could hardly talk. I was in a daze. I couldn't talk about it until days later. And that's like what happened with Ezekiel, chapter 1 and chapter 3. After Ezekiel's visitation, he couldn't speak for 7 days in astonishment. So in closing, what happened to me was God sent me an angel to reveal the origin of a personal attack that was coming against me at that time. He wanted me to know that it was not from him, but from hell. And that's all that I have at this time. I appreciate everyone for listening. I hope everyone has been blessed. And look up those scriptures, Ezekiel 1, Ezekiel 3, Isaiah 45:3, and Hebrews 12:9. Okay, Brother Emmett, that's all I have. It's a long time for a testimony.
God is really letting people experience these encounters, because the coming of Christ is very near. We don't know when he's coming. But this sister gave a testimony, Sister Marine.
Yes.
I had a lady call me from New Zealand last night. She gave the same identical testimony as you gave. I had three other people. Something's going on in the spirit realm. And for the Lord to allow this person to encounter this, those who hear this, you ain't going to have no other choice but get yourself right. If you die, don't say, well, you know, I ain't no Lord said no, because I sent somebody there. It didn't change you. So away from me, you workers in iniquity. It's real. We have a lot of evil in the world. And for this sister to see that, and I can tell God working with me, and I tell you, Sister Marine, your prayers are deadly. Because when you pray, it's real clear. I can teach good. See, when you see a person's prayer life, you know where they're at with the Lord. And Sister Marine, the Lord is telling me, I'm going to say this openly, publicly, because God's going to bless you. He's about to really dump a serious blessing on you, because he see your diligence. You keep doing that. You keep doing it. Brothers and sisters, hell is real. Go to this, Google and look up hell. Just add all the scriptures and look up. It's real. Hell is in the heart of the earth. She's right. Matthew 12:40. And God has given this as a warning sign to human beings. I had so many calls, and Brother John calls and helped me, because I don't really have a friend where pastors, you know, I deal with it a lot. And there's no such thing as ball jacking in the Bible, calling folks niggas. I mean, Trump, it's wicked. The church has really lost its power. But people like Marine and ordinary people that God's calling, folks praying, we can turn that around. The devil is really real. And I pray that testimony, I pray that you can hear whoever out there need to hear this testimony. Because Somebody had been there. And I pray that you don't have to go there. We have so much evil in the earth, we are struck with a plague. That's in Psalms chapter 91. We have a lot of doctrines of demons and devils being pushed with QAnon philosophies, oath keepers. Racism has increased itself up so high it's like compared to 1967. It's bad. We have a lot of prosperity ministers have just flooded themselves with money. There are so many hurt Christians that's in these prosperity churches that don't even have a clue. For the Lord to allow this young lady to go there means he's found favor with her. You better pray that God find favor with all of you who's listening. We have a spirit of hate. Now, the Lord, I'm just hearing something from the Lord. The spirit of hate is in America. The spirit of racism is in America. The spirit of road rage, where people get out of the car and shoot you and go to prison just because they can't wait 5 minutes. When you have a society like that, something's wrong. Something's very wrong. When you have a society with two men, they say, you don't come to Jamaica holding hand as a man. They'll kill you here. Don't play that here in Jamaica. Ain't no open homosexuality here at all. But the demons are fighting. See, anytime a demonic presence can set up a country to go against the will of God, that opens up the spiritual demons to that nation. Loss. Perversion, violence. Homosexuality has a lot of violence. When homosexuals date, when they break up violently because it wasn't meant. It was false love given to another man that can't be received to a woman. That's not the way that God intended the flow of love to grow and flourish. Only a man and a woman can do that. So with these spirits come murder, steal, rape, hurt, lust. The homosexuality spirit creeped into family lines. Most men that I've talked to, and Brother John will help me and assist me on the phone, have talked to men who had their uncles to abuse them. I got people calling me from churches saying they're tired of giving the money. They left. They leave. People are leaving. That gives you some news. People are leaving. The prosperity ministries are decreasing. God's is gonna break them from it. And when you get pastors on radio and TV, if you go to YouTube and go look up T.D. Jakes and search on YouTube where he said, I find no problem with coexisting with homosexualities. His son's a homosexual. That's why he's compromising the word. I don't care if my son was, but he's not. I'll still tell him, you need to get your heart right. You have homosexuals in churches that are being accepted, called rainbow churches. That's nowhere in the Bible. The Bible says, expel such a one with sexual immorality. Let him go to another brother, two or three. If that not, expel him out. Even the word says he'll turn you over to the torment of 1 Corinthians 5:5. Sister Marie, do you have your Bible with you?
Yeah, I have one.
Go to 1 Corinthians 5:5.
Okay.
Read it out.
All right, wait a minute. 5:5.
Mm-hmm.
It says, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus.
Now, God doesn't like blatant sin. Go to Romans 1:19 through 31.
Romans. What?
1:19. 119, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
Okay. Start with 21, you said?
Romans 1:21. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men and men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents.
Now, that's where we at in America. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, please. See, the reason why God allowed everyone to hear what this sister went through, because if you living like that, ain't going to be no ball of light going down there with you. See, that ball of light was the Godhead. That was the presence of God protecting her down there. So but if you're going down there, see, she had a mission. God chose her to do that. I went there. It's horrible. But I don't want to go there, and I don't want you to go there. But if you are living the lifestyle that is explained in Romans 1:29, you ain't going to have no other choice but to go there. And America is blunt, open homosexuality. 2 Timothy 3:1.
Thus know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Keep going.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unfaithful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
And people are living like that in America every day. You have pastors that's controlling people in America because the poor Christian don't know the Bible. So remember now, this is a testimony about this sister going to hell with a ball of light. That ball of light was the Godhead, God going down there with her through Jesus, angels from heaven. You ain't going to have no ball of light. Ain't going to be no ball of light when you die. Death angel will carry you there. But the whole world is turning against God. Now, the Lord's constantly, I didn't know that Sister Marie's going to have a short sermon, but the Holy Spirit got me a bag up. He's just giving me this out of my spirit. See, when you do a program, you don't need to be writing nothing down and programming nothing. Luke 9, 2, Sister Marie, Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2.
Luke 9, 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
Where is this at in the prosperity churches? Ain't even nowhere. That's why she went down there, because it's getting close. Y'all better change, those who listen to me. What was that last scripture, Sister Marine?
And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
I don't see T.D. Jakes healing nobody. We get deliverance mass and people get healed here. That was a person who got healed through this ministry with herpes and with AIDS. And I got healed with schizophrenia and still getting healed. But these churches God is tired of. It has a lot of I saw on YouTube a Christian went to hell and she saw Whitney Houston. She saw Adolf Hitler. Now, the Lord is telling me some of you people don't even read the Bible. You just follow your pastor. Oh, Jesus. Sister Marine, give me Jeremiah 23:1. I'm just coming out of my spirit. Reverend Dillmore, the Lord knows everything in your mind. Ezekiel 11:5. I ain't got nothing written down here. That coming straight from the Holy Ghost. Luke 12:11. Don't worry about what I should say or how I should say it, but the Holy Ghost will teach me at all times. You got out of pride to you. Man, be quiet. Go ahead on, Sister Marine. I'm sorry.
Jeremiah 23:1, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture.
So you got pastors out there that's destroying his sheep. If you're not casting out demons, you're destroying his sheep. This is the children's bread for people who have problems. Now, I know that this ministry worked because I can give you a personal testimony about myself. And we're going to do that. Sister Marine, stick with me. We're going to take a quick intermission. We got other people coming in. Get with me, and I want you to read Jeremiah 23:1 all the way till I tell you to stop. And then the next one the Holy Spirit gave me is 2 Peter chapter 2:1. Did you get it?
2 Peter chapter 2:1.
Okay. That's after commercial break. I'm just giving you a heads up. We're going to go back to Jeremiah 23, and then we're going to go to 2 Peter 2. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of people coming in, and we're going to take an intermission so I can open up the lines for more people and get some more data. My best friend, Jermaine.
Tell you about the man that died for me, paid it all when he died on Calvary. Wonder why he would have really loved me. Not only that, he turned around and gave me mercy. I know everybody out there can testify to this. If it wasn't for the love, he wouldn't exist. I want to call his name every minute, every second, every hour. When you're weak and strong, sing Jesus, there's power in the name of
Jesus,
there's strength in the name of
Jesus,
there's healing in the name of
Jesus,
oh, oh.
Sing Jesus,
there's joy in the name of
Jesus,
there's peace in the name of
Jesus,
there's love in the name of
Jesus.
I don't know what my what Jesus Christ He did for you and you. But there's a secret that I know my Father cannot do. He makes the flowers bloom, turn morning into noon. He gave our body nerves and we can feel its every move. I know my God's alive, look into the blue sky. It's just a miracle how we survive. But Lord, I know I'll serve you, Lord, till the day I die. Father God, I will forever lift your name on
high.
Power in the name of
Jesus.
Healing in the name of
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This strength in the name of joy in the name of
Jesus.
There's peace in the name of
Jesus.
Just call a name right now in that hospital room.
Jesus.
Yeah, just say that you're not gonna make it, but if you just call a name,
Jesus.
He's the healer, He's the doctor,
Jesus.
He's the deliverer. Just call a name of
Jesus.
Someone in the pocket that you call a name. You believe by faith that He will provide, because He's Jehovah Jireh. Anywhere you are right now, you could be driving in your car. Just know the name. Just know the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's joy in the name of
encountering the depths of hell. We are here live at livedeliverance.com. We hear some noise in the background. There's some talking in the background. We're live. Okay. All right. We're talking about this sister who we encountered, Sister Maureen Van Ellison. She's here with us. And she gave a very powerful testimony of the Lord sending her straight to hell. And that should be enough to shake people. And if you're in churches that cannot give you deliverance, you're going straight to hell. If you're in a church where a pastor's destroying you, it's not good. Jeremiah prophesies woe and judgment on Judah's spiritual leaders, the priests and the false prophets, who were selflessly encouraging themselves while not caring at all about the conditions of the people. They would be destroyed and the people sent into exile. What God hates is a human being called himself representing him and deceiving people. Sister Maureen, give me Jeremiah 23:1 and just keep reading it until I tell you to stop.
Okay. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you.
Stop. Stop right there. Now, God says He's going to visit upon you, you preachers, who's not teaching the ministry of deliverance, you preachers, who's not casting out demons. He's going to deliver to you because you can't feed God's people with theology. You can't feed God's people with intellectualism. It won't work with legalism. All these triple crown bishops, ball jacking. That ain't nowhere in the Bible, ball jacking a man. That's homosexual, evil. and you're destroying the sheep. We get people all the time call here, calling us. Well, that's Reverend Dirk. They don't even want to recognize me because I'm just high school education. He has education. And hollered the man, he did nothing. Hateful. And they call themselves pastors. You see, God says he will judge upon you. Keep reading, sister.
And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith
now
the
that
Lord.
Ring,
that
they... Right there. When that ring, that's when he's coming for 1,000 years on earth. He's going to stay on earth, and he's going to be here for a good little while, and then he's going to be king for a minute. Brothers and sisters, God does not like you pastors that's not feeding his flock. Y'all talking about nothing. You're not a leadership conference. Come on, can you do better than that? No, women don't even submit. The Holy Spirit tell me 86% of women don't even submit to their husband. And they blaspheme God. That's in Titus. Sister Maureen, give me Titus chapter 2. Reverend Kilmore, you snuff. You chew a lot of snuff, man. You messing up your teeth, man. You need to really stop that. You need to really get that up to the Lord. You've been holding on that thing for 35 years. You ain't even got no teeth messing around with snuff. That's for Reverend T.C. Kilmore. Okay, let me know when you're there, Sister Maureen.
I'm ready.
Titus chapter 2, verse 1, what it says in 2:1.
But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine.
Stop. Sound doctrine is casting out demons. Y'all don't even put that in your you got a doxology, ain't got nothing to do with demons. Sound doctrine. That's what the church need. It does not need any performances. There are Baptist churches who got yoga into the system. Y'all are bringing in demons because you don't know spirits. You think it's okay to bring your child into a place of worship to bring demons in with yoga. That's not sound doctrine. Keep going.
That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers of home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men
stop
likewise.
Right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. That the word of God be not blasphemed, obedient to their husband. Most women are not obedient to their husband, and they're blaspheming God's word. You're going to go straight to hell. I don't care who you are. Go back and read that again. Reverend Tillett's wife is getting very upset. She's turning red. Go carry back up a notch a little bit and go back where it says obedient to their husband and not and blaspheme, and right up in that area.
They may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Stop right there. Obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. What you turning red for? Come out of her in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Come on out. Jezebel, come on out. Come out right now. Come on out. All Jezebel spirits, come out right now. Come out. Go. Let's go. Sister Millmore, open your mouth. Come on out. Mother Tilton, come on out of there. You don't submit to nothing. Come out. Come on out of there. You got the Holy Ghost last week. Come on out. Let's go. Get out. Get on out of there. By the blood of Jesus. Come on out. Keep blowing it out. Blow it on out. All women who don't, this is for women who are married, not women who's not married. There are a lot of women that's listening to me that's not submissive. You need to get this spirit out. So please blow and get it out. Spirit means breath, psychicus, breath, blow. You may feel a bump. You may not feel nothing. If you may yawn, there are manifestations of yawning, crying, burping, yelling, screaming. There are different ways of form that the devil manifests when he's coming out. But a lot of you need to really repent of being blasphemed toward the Holy Ghost. You're blaspheming the Word of God. Okay, read that again because she wants to see what she's blaspheming. She's struggling. She's holding. She's trying to hold on to that demon. Hang on. You're going to let it go after she read it again. Read it again so she can let that thing go.
That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Okay, so if you're not obedient to your husband, the word of God is being blasphemed. You are blaspheming the word of God. And nobody listens to this in church. You're not going to hear this in this other Jesus. That's another Jesus. Sister Marie, give me 2 Corinthians 11:4. There's another Jesus. And y'all get caught up in this other Jesus, you're not going to learn nothing about what the Bible says because they're going to twist it. You got to come out. Come on out. That's right. Come on out. Blow it out. Come out. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, come on out. All spirits of blaspheming the word of God with women who's not submissive to your husband. Now, the Lord sent me to tell some of you women, if your husband is violating you, hitting you, telling you to go out on the street and prostitute, you don't submit to evil. Don't do it. But the man is gentle, compassionate, see the light of Christ operating in his life, you respect that in him, in his life. Now, if you got some fool that's knocking and beating you up every week and going crazy, I don't expect for you to submit to nothing like that. But God just don't want you to submit to anything going to hurt you. Submitting protects us. And the purpose of submitting, ma'am, is because of the sin of Eve. Prior to that, a woman didn't have to submit to a man. Amen? Okay. You got to get this other Jesus away from all of you. A lot of you don't know anything about the ministry of deliverance. You came in here, you heard this testimony, but if you don't get this deliverance, you're going to go down there with no ball or no light. You're just going down in a hole. So you can go to church and still go to hell. I can still go to hell. This is because I'm casting out demons. Yeah, my name's written in heaven, but guess what? Many cast out demons and prophesied, said, Lord, Lord, have we not cast out devils in thy name? He said, away from me, you workers of iniquity. So because I have the anointing to cast out demons does not guarantee me going to heaven. And people need to know that. Okay, there's another Jesus. Yes, ma'am, it's in the Bible. 2 Corinthians 11:4, Sister Marie.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
Okay, there's another Jesus and another gospel out there. And that gospel does not bring all of the Godhead. When the gospel brings the whole Godhead, such as Acts 10:38, Sister Marine, give me Acts 10:38.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
I don't see none of that in 2 Corinthians 11:9. Just said another Jesus. They don't say nothing about oppressed with the devil, how God was with Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went out to do what? Oh, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Read it again, Sister Marine.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy
right.
Ghost.
Oh, wait a minute.
And
stop right
power.
There. So wait a minute. God anointed Jesus. He gave him the Holy Ghost, and he gave him power. Keep going.
Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was
this
with
other,
him.
This other Jesus don't do nothing about oppressing of the devil. So that's why y'all are another Jesus. You got to get out of it. Please. It's not going to work. These prosperity doctrines are going to send y'all straight to hell. I had a person call me one time, me and Sister Durden's Marine sister, and they came to the church. They was angry. I am mad at God. I said, wow, he didn't give me the Bentley. Reverend Prophet Dr. Money Man Jr. I said, what's his name? Dr. Money Man Jr. It was his name, Money Man. Now, how does that sound anointed? Last but not least, before we close, I'm here in 2 Peter 2:1.
But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
That's what's going to happen. Now, before we close, I want to share something. I pray that you hear this and it'll bless you before we close. And wait 1 minute. One of the foundational principles of Christianity is the belief that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died and was resurrected into eternal life. The Bible promises that those who believe in God will also experience a life after death. Eternal life is clearly present in the scriptures. The specific remains of mysteries of those of us who are still living. We see this in 1 Thessalonians 4, 14, with the declaration that those who die knowing Christ will also be raised with him after their death in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Yes, Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord, y'all. I'm sorry. According to 1 Corinthians 15:51-55, the author, Paul, describes our earthly bodies being shed upon death and new immortal or imperishable bodies being given to us. This begins the question of where these new spiritual bodies are going for the rest of eternity. That same Paul discussed his desires to live on earth and his stimulation desire to die and depart to the earth to be with Christ in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. For this we can glean the life after death means spending eternity with Christ, which is the biblical concept of heaven. Scripture assures Christians over and over that they'll be with the Lord forever in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. In John 14, 2-3, Jesus says, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am, in Luke 23, verse 43. As he was hanging on the cross moments before his own death, Jesus turned to one of these thieves being crucified next to him and said, today you will be with me in paradise. This paradise that Christians are promised as their souls eternal resting place is full of mystery. We can't say where it is or what dimension, what it looks like, who's there, or what there'll be when we arrive. What the Bible tells us is that if we believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we'll be with him in heaven after our place being on earth here. For many of this, ideals begin with great soreness. They can be certain where they go, all of us. But knowing that they can be reunited with God is enough for us as Christians. Hell is not meant for any human being, brothers and sisters. It was meant for the devil and his angels. And I want you to know that. God cares for you. God does not want you to be deceived. Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. I'm having technical problems. Wait 1 minute. Okay, I got it back up. Sister Marine, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. I had a technical problem. Okay, before we close, we're going to give you some scriptures concerning hell, punishment, eternal punishment. The first one, Sister Marine, please read to the audience Matthew chapter 25, verse 46.
Matthew 25:6. Okay. What verse?
Okay, can you read Psalms chapter 9, verse 17?
Okay, let me read the first one. Matthew.
Okay.
And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Psalms 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
2 Thessalonians 1:9.
Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power?
Matthew 13:50.
And shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Acts chapter 2, verse 27. Yes, Acts chapter 2, verse 27.
Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption.
So your soul go to hell. The Lord's given me these scriptures to give you guys. Everybody need to listen. Like I said, this sister went down there with a light. If you ain't saved and you die, ain't going to be no light. Mark 9:43.
Thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched.
Jesus Christ. Jude 1:7. Shut up, Reverend Dilmo. Because if you don't stop twinkabooting, you're going straight to hell. Up in that twinkabooting. Y'all need to stop this. Y'all ain't no preachers. Where y'all coming from with this mess, man? Man, you need
even
to give your life to the Lord. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sister.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
Jesus Christ. Proverbs 15:24.
You
way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath.
Proverbs 23:14.
Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell.
Matthew 13:42.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Matthew 25:41.
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
Hell is not meant for any human being. It is prepared for the devil and his angels. God doesn't want you to go down there. Matthew 16:19. This is coming straight from the Holy Spirit.
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
Revelation 19:20.
And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone.
Jesus Christ. Boy, this is uncomfortable. Revelation chapter 20, verse 13 through 14. I'm just constantly getting the scriptures from the Holy Spirit. Dr. Beasley says, Chaplain Durden, could you please tell me what's going on now? How he getting all these? Dr. Beasley want to know how I'm getting all these scriptures. We'll talk about that later, because that's the devil. Just pay attention.
That's the Holy Spirit, period. That's the Holy Spirit giving it to him.
Okay, what was that? Revelation 20, 13 and 14?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And okay. The next.
And
the, go ahead.
You read it.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
The sea gave up, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
So you in hell now, then when you get time for judgment, you're going to come out, you're going to judge it, get cooled off for a little bit, and you're going to go right back to hell. See, it's not worth to live like this. Other scriptures to study tonight is Matthew 10:28, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. We want to thank Sister Marine for coming. Like I said, that ball of light won't be coming with you if you're living a wrong life. God has given the sister an opportunity. And she's humble. God don't be giving this to people who ain't humble. If you're not humble, God can't deal with pride and arrogance. And I thank the sister for it. Thank you. I'm sorry. I hope I ain't go too fast for you with the scriptures, Sister Marina. You know, I'm sorry if I did. You did a good, wonderful job. And I want to thank all of our listening audience who's been listening here. And thank you, Sister Marine, for participating tonight.
You're welcome.
And Yes, ma'am. And I want everyone to sow a seed if they can. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. We're a nonprofit organization. Sow a seed. Keep us in air. We are in need of finances. Whatever you give, we'll receive it. We're not a prosperity ministry where I say $1,000 lines and stuff. I don't do that. Just give whatever God put in your heart. I've been like that for the past 15 years because I don't want to depend on no human being. But I want you to give as unto the Lord. God bless you. Shalom to you. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening. Stand by. I got a commercial and some music for my best friend, Jermaine Edwards.
Hey, good day. This is Jermaine Edwards, and you're listening to Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio. And I just want to tell you guys, thanks for supporting my music over the years, and I just want to continue to support Fellowship of Deliverance Radio because it's touching life all over the world. Now, if you want to get my music, you can download it on any digital platform, the major platforms on the internet, Amazon, iTunes, you name it. My music is all over the internet. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me at 1-876-571-6878, or you can send an email, iworshipp@gmail.com, and that's for booking. And if you want to share testimonies of what my music have done, go ahead and you can call or you can send an email. Thanks for tuning in. Don't change your dial. Continue. Be blessed.
I come just now to say thank you, O King. I come just now to say thank you, O King.
By the way, my listening audience, I'm back home in Kingston, Jamaica, and I am at the home of Jermaine Edwards. I'm with my brother sitting here. God bless everybody, and we're going to promote his music. God bless.
I come just now to say thank you, O King. You're not just a part of my life, but my everything. Your love reaches way down deep within, passes human understanding. There will always be a song for you I'll sing. One word alone just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day my needs supply. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patience with me through all my mess. I come to one conclusion.
Really bad thing. I'm not even accepted in my own country, man. I'm an American. I fought for my country. You know, it hurts you, man. And the Jamaica's been good to me. God's been good to me here. I love this country. I just thank the Lord for this nation, man. It's hard in America being a deliverance minister. Man, it's so hard, man. They ain't with no deliverance, man. Yeah, man, we love you too. Let's listen to this music. I'm a patron. You want to say something, man? Yeah, man. Nah, man. Nah, man. Nah, man. You got to say something.
To our King. Hallelujah. I will sing. You are great. All mine. All on earth. To you.
have some more Jermaine that was coming to make an announcement for those who are in Jamaica. Pastor Earl White will be doing open deliverance in Maypin, Jamaica. Open deliverance, mass deliverance in Maypin, in Jamaica, in Maypin, Jamaica. Contact me at overtonavy1@gmail.com. Sunday service, I will be there live in Maypin, Jamaica. I want to thank the government of Jamaica and its citizens to allow me and host me in their wonderful nation, and that I am now a Jamaican citizen. And it is an honor to have dual citizenship, and it's an honor for me getting on this radio station, meeting some wonderful, beautiful people worldwide. I want to thank my best friend, Brother John, who stuck with me, ordained me when I couldn't get ordained nowhere else. And I thank him for it. And I thank his sister, his daughter, Sister Gun Gangster, Candace Durden, and Sister Marine. And I thank her for the testimony. Again, live deliverance, Maypin, Jamaica. Email me, overtonavy1@gmail.com. You can call me at 678-701-3733. I cannot give my Jamaican telephone number out. No way. Not that I love everybody, but the phone would just ring too much. Let's go back to some old Jermaine Edwards. Island Records out of Spanish Town, Jamaica. Jermaine Edwards.
Many roads right there before me, looks enticing, but I know that's not what God wants for me. Won't go no further unless I know He's leading me. Took 5 steps forward but lost 10 steps because of me. I made a decision that my life is gonna be about God. I may not be famous, cause I wanna sing a righteous song. Don't worry about me, my problems won't be money. It's better to please God than having everyone bowing at my feet. So I'm going down on my knee, I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free on my knees. I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. When you're in my life, Lord, I feel free, feel free, I feel free, oh yeah. Back in the days righteousness was thou shalt not, but now in these days we sin and now it's hard to stop. You got your breakthrough, but few days later you're back, because you didn't feed your spirit and flesh was all you got. I made a decision, I gotta lose some of my friends, change my number, that life has come to an end. Can't listen no more to those songs that's fighting again. I'm walking away and I'm not looking back. Bowing down on my knees, begging you to help me. I'm nobody. When you're in my life, Lord, on my knees, I'm begging you to help me. When you're in my life, I feel free.
Hey, I'm Kevin Downswell. I'm here hanging out with Apostle Emmett Overton on Deliverance, Fellowship of Deliverance, internetradio.com. If you want to contact me, my CD is called Close to You. You can get that on iTunes, Amazon, or you can just go to my website at kevindownswell, that's kevindownswell.com. If you want to call me, you can call me at 876. Call Pastor Emmett Overton, and you can have the CDs sent to you. You want the number? Fine. 770-456-5708. And you can email me at kevindownswellministries@yahoo.com. For all you, whatever, you just connect with Apostle Overton and you can get in touch with me. Blessings. So I'm Kevin Downswell from Jamaica. God bless.
I'm talking about Jesus. In the closest, my closest.
Hey, Jesus. I fell on my face just the other day. If some of my so-called friends found out, maybe they would have said,
Drop it. We don't need it.
But I ran to the friend of all friends. His arms were wide open. He picked me up and put me back together again. He's my closest friend.
Take a look at my life, and I see I ain't right for a friend. But you're so merciful that you look beyond my flaws, and you gave your only life for a friend. Nah, love so real, you don't pretend to, and you don't treat me like my friends do. Cause when they don't understand, they hate me. You always understand, rebuke in love, then you embrace me.
Love so real, I like how it feels. How could I ever do without you? How could I ever be without you? Out you. I could never go a day without you. Live my life in pain without you. Till that day when all this ends, you still be my closest friend. The only friendship that I want is yours. My everything, my heart is yours.
God will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds will I write to them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. For by one offering, oh yes, just one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Good afternoon to you. Well, it's another day. A beautiful Tuesday. Good afternoon to you wherever you're listening from. Whoever you are. If you're listening online, gospelja.com, all my international listeners, good afternoon. If you're on our frequencies, 91.7, 91.9, blessed love to you. If you're listening from the Flow Network, channel 920, digital play channel 791, It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful Tuesday. Tuesday, May 29, 2018. The 29th day in the 5th month in the year 2018. A beautiful day. A God day. An awesome day. A Jesus kind of day. What a day. It's Live Up Tuesday, and we're inside of Heart of Gold. My name is Nicolette Swaybe. Always a pleasure to be with you, to sit in this chair to empower you and be empowered by you.
Hi, my name is Sister Yuka Nakatsuka. I'm a staff of Fellowship Deliverance Internet Radio Station. If you have a friend or family members who only can speak Japanese, please tell them to send me an email. At address is j.yuka6@gmail.com. J as in Japan, dot yuka is Y-U-K-A. Again, j.yuka6@gmail.com. We are happy to minister to Japanese people. 皆さん, こんにちは. こちらは Fellowship Deliverance Internet Radio Station, Sister Yuka です。 いつもメッセージを聞いてくださってありがとうございます。家族やお友達で日本語しか話せない、またはメッセージを聞いて質問や意見がある方は、こちらの方へメッセージを送ってください。アドレスは j.yuka6@gmail.com です。皆さんから、メッセージが来ることを待っています。皆様にいつもイエス様の祝福と恵みがあることをお祈りしています。
Shalom, Bev, America. We are from Yad Hashmona. It's a community of Jewish believers in the Messiah. Please, I invite you to come to our little village and our hotel. You can come inside to our website that is called www.yadha8.co.il. Please, it's a nice community in the mountains of Judah, and it's really with a beautiful view of the, you can see the Mediterranean and the mountains of Benjamin. Amen. We ask you, Father, we אנחנו מזמינים אתכם מאמריקה ליד השמונה, זה בית הרחה, שנמצאים בערי יהודה, מקום יפהפה מול ערי יהודה בגובה של 700 מטר, מול אזורים יפהפיים של ערי בנימין, והערי שמצפינים לכיוון הים התיכון. אמן.
I had a talk with a friend one day. He was on the corner and he couldn't show his face. He was hiding from the police and his own gang. The only choice he had was to die or to go to jail. With tears in his eyes he said, I have faith. I did wrong and now the price I have to pay. Can't sleep, I can't eat, don't know what to say. Feel like my life is going straight down the drain. I feel for my children. I wasn't there for them, the only thing I gave was pain. I feel so ashamed, don't know what to do, where to go, or who to talk to. So I'm asking you to pray. I know I'm nowhere with Jesus, but I still believe in His name. Jesus came yesterday, today and forevermore. Jesus, I was driving in
Georgetown. One early Saturday morning, saw a girl I used to know. So I stopped and say good morning, asked a girl, what's up? Been a while, how are you?